In early 2006, the Czech Republic completed construction on a state-of-the-art research center on James Ross Island, Antarctica. The project has taken a full 6 years to reach fruition, but now the polar station is finally set to open in just a few days' time. On Tuesday, a Czech team set out for a two-month stay on the island, where members will study the effects of global warming and more. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Telling someone that you're going to Antarctica has a very special ring to it, but a number of Czech scientists can boast at having said it and done it for years. This time, however, things will be somewhat different, as a new team prepares to lodge and work at the Czech Republic's first permanent research station for the first time. It comes 46 years after Czechoslovakia first signed the Antarctica Research Treaty. This week, the group, which includes biologists, geologists, and geographers, set out on their journey, one that will see them travel to Chile, then to Patagonia at the southernmost tip of South America, followed by Seymour Island and finally their destination at James Ross. At the beginning of the year, even before the Czech station was completed, Jiří Komárek of the Botanical Institute spent time working there. He has now been to Antarctica on a number of occasions, but previously he also worked at Poland's base. Talking about Antarctica, he told Radio Prague that the effects of global warming were obvious.
Byl jsem dvakrát na té polské stanici Henry Karstovský. Tam je hned kousek za stanici.
I stayed and worked twice on Poland's base, and right behind it there was a glacier which receded over 2 years. You can directly see the effects of global warming. Regarding James Ross Island, decades ago it was joined by ice to the rest of Antarctica, with ice covering Prince Gustav Channel. But the ice has disappeared. Now there's a regular body of water, which you can navigate in the summer months.
Like many, the researcher shares the view that Antarctica would best be preserved if used solely for scientific study. And he says he hopes that the icy continent will continue to benefit from a careful approach.
Samozřejmě Antarktida je teď pod velkým tlakem různého využití.
There is, of course, pressure for Antarctica to be used for different purposes. But I hope that the preservation approach will prevail, reserved for scientific study. It's an extremely beautiful continent, but also very fragile in terms of its ecosystems. So I hope that Antarctica will continue to be used mostly for research, which could have significance for mankind.
And the current team is expected to arrive in the new year for the new spring season. The Czechs, of course, are hoping that the center, which is named after the great geneticist Gregor Mendel, will contribute to new breakthroughs in polar research.